Shalom, this is Billy Brim and Lucy McKee, coming to you today on the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and we're talking about working with God in prayer. And yesterday, we left off talking about how the Holy Spirit will bring things to your remembrance to pray. He helps you in prayer. God needs us in prayer. He needs us to ask Him, or He wouldn't have put it all through the Bible. And we've been talking about this John 14, 15, and 16, where Jesus taught us about the Holy Spirit and then taught us about His help in prayer. So some of the, it first started off with Brother Halverson, I guess. And I would hear him, I met him through Kenneth E. Hagin. Brother Hagin would call him up to the platform to pray. He would be praying in tongues, and then he would speak English. And we came to know Brother Halverson very closely. Lucy did as well. And it was really hard for me to pray with him, Lucy, because I was so interested in listening what he said.
We listened.
Because you could hear what he said in English, and you could hear it, then it would be in the news a month or so later. Well, now Lucy prays like that. We all learn to pray like that, but Lucy really prays like that. And she started praying, and she was explaining yesterday that she thought it was tongues words. In 1994, she began to say Osama bin Laden. And she hadn't heard about him, not on the news. And she began to know that this was something evil. And she kept on praying about it. Now, she was praying about it. We would meet together, our Sparky's prayer meeting. She would say, I can't get off this Osama bin Laden. That's the biggest thing in my prayers. So, I have a question for her. My question is, if God had you praying for Osama bin Laden before the Twin Towers, before we knew anything about it, why did we have the Twin Towers?
Well, it's very interesting in this hour that, of course, the devil, you know, he has the lease on this earth, and he is able to do things according to the job that the church does. And, of course, the Osama bin Laden and all of his group, their quest is to kill, you know, everyone. And the fact that Osama bin Laden didn't get to do what he wanted to do, which was basically destroy a nation. Mm-hmm. And we still don't have all of the intelligence that our government knows, but we know that the destruction that is that they actually want to perform is to just kill everybody that they label as an infidel. That means everyone that is not does not worship Allah and is not Islamic. And so that day, I believe and I know that many people were spoken to by the Holy Ghost. Don't go there. We've heard testimonies of many people that stayed in bed or stayed at home just because the Holy Spirit said, don't go today. And so I know that the work that God wants to do on the earth because of prayer, He gets done. Now, we are, as the church, living in the darkest of hours. And, of course, the church is going to shine on this dark background just like a jewel shines in a jewelry case on a black background. But it is the job of the church to keep the plans of God, the purposes of God, the fulfillment of prophecy, the seasons of God that we're in. It is the job of the church to keep all those things in God's timeline. And so that's what we're doing as prayers, keeping things in the timeline of God. And God didn't say that we would not have catastrophes on the earth. In fact, God said that we would have catastrophes on the earth in this hour, we would. And it's very interesting that we can follow God in our heart, and God's plan as prayers will get done on the earth. So where Osama bin Laden was concerned, we understand that our nation, actually what he had in his heart, what the group has in their heart, has been revealed more and more to us as the church. And we have been able to keep many things back from happening to us.
Yes.
We actually have been able to, keep things that he has planned and keep conspiracies that he has planned away from people that are godly and ungodly because of the prayers of the church. And so concerning Osama bin Laden and these people that live, if you will, as a praying person, abide in Jesus, and if you, and that means just as you go in your day, connect with your heart and listen to what Jesus has to say, the Holy Spirit in you has to say during the day, and he'll reveal these things to you, and then you can pray them to him, and he's the one that is able to do the work on the earth.
Well, I thought about that when you were speaking. Of course, all those kinds of things are Antichrist.
Yes, they are.
And speaking of the Antichrist, Paul wrote, under the influence of the Holy Ghost, in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit through Paul said, the end of the verse, I'll read the whole verse. Let no man deceive you. This is 2 Thessalonians 2:3, by any means. That day shall not come except there come a falling away first. That may mean a departure. And that man of sin, talking about the man himself, be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That's the Antichrist. He's going to do that. He's going to set himself up in the rebuilt temple and say that he's God. He said, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now you know what withholds that he might be revealed in his time. In other words, she spoke to you about the timeline. Satan, if he can't stop something, he'll try to push it ahead. He can read the Bible and he sees what's supposed to happen.
Yes,
he doesn't know everything.
He knows the Bible, though.
But he knows the Bible. And so he'll try to push things off their timeline. Verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity, that's the Antichrist and the whole Antichrist system, the mystery of iniquity does already work. King James says, he who now lets will let until he be taken out of the way. But that really, and over in my center reference column, it says, he that now hinders, or he that restrains, he who now restrains will restrain until he be taken out of the way. That's the body of Christ. He's the head of the body. We're the body. And the spirit-filled body of Christ is restraining and holding back the Antichrist. Then, when we're taken out of the way in the rapture, shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Now, so this indicates to us that we can hold him back. Restrain him. That's what God was doing when he gave you the words Osama bin Laden. He knew what he was planning. I am told that if if it had gone according exactly as a usual day, there would have been 40,000 people dead. But there were 3,000 people dead. Some of them even had time to give their lives to the Lord. We now know as they were in there going up the staircases and different things happening. It's a tragedy that even one died. It's a terrible tragedy that the buildings were lost. But thank God 37,000 were saved.
Yes, amen.
And I think the Lord spoke to Brother Copeland that he spoke to every person that day and told them, influenced them, not to be in the path of that thing. Some of them, he told to Brother Copeland, didn't hear at all. Some of them heard and overrode, and some of them heard and heeded. Most heard and heeded. Different things happened. I've heard story after story, miraculous story. They didn't get up on time. They were asleep. Their bus was late. Whatever, that they were not there. So now the Lord has to work on the prayers. John Ashcroft used to be the Attorney General of the United States, and we knew a girl that worked in his office very well. And she told us that it was her job and John Ashcroft's job to go through every threat every morning and meet with the president and give him those threats. They had to cull out some. And she said, if you could see every single day the threats, every single day the plans they uncover. Well, the Bible says everything is open to him, with him whom we have to do. Nothing can be concealed. So Lucy, when you prayed Osama bin Laden, God was able to hold back that thing. But he had to do it on your prayer. Somebody in earth had to ask him.
Yes.
And just that one name included the whole thing. And so that's what really keeps us now.
Absolutely, it does. And people ask, you know, if God wants to do something, why doesn't he just go ahead and do it? And the simple answer to that is, that's why he has a body in the earth. The Lord works with people. He has always worked with and through people. And that's the reason we are here today. And this is called the work of God in the earth today. That you all day long communicate with God in your own heart. And you abide. That's called abiding in God. You're just thinking about God. You're in your heart. And he is going to give you projects to pray about. And you may not even understand about them. But it is prayer, and it is that he is calling for in this hour. And, you know, he can have you praying about your family as you are directed by the Holy Ghost. But then he can increase your borders. And that means that he takes you to different places to pray for different people, different groups of people, different races of people. And he'll have you even praying in other nations that you don't know anything about the people there. And that is the work that is defined now as the work of the Holy Spirit. And that's what the church is called to do now. And in different, you know, I'm praying in different nations, a lot in the nation of, in all of the, all over the continent of Europe. And a lot in about different presidents and kings, because God says in the word, he sets kings up and he takes them down. And so the Lord is putting kings in and taking them down.
Hallelujah. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow and what the Holy Spirit, what projects and things that he has Lucy working on. Now, if you would like to receive, we had her out here for a whole week, prayer conference. And she did 4 days teaching Tuesday through Friday, fulfilling your calling in prayer. And we have that whole series on DVD, and we have it on CD. I trust you know the difference. I used to not know, but now I do. The CDs you listen to, we have them for $15. The DVDs you watch and listen to, we have 6 DVDs for $20, or we have both for $30. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri. That's 1-800-972-3447. And this is Billy Brim and Lucy McKee saying shalom till tomorrow.
Shalom.